5-3 our final score. Bemidji State wins over Duluth today. The Beavers head coach, Jim Scanlon, joining us down at the tunnel. Coach, congratulations on a very big win by your team tonight.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks. Yeah, really proud of the group. To come back like we did, down 2-0 on the road against a good team, that's pretty impressive. Really proud of them.
Well, that first period, I was very impressed with the jump, but I kind of expected that because your team knew what was on the line here tonight. I mean, we said every series is important, but this one especially. The second period didn't go very great. It looked a little bit...
You know what? We had some chances, Kelly. You look at the chances we had. Claire DeGeorge is in on a breakaway. Haley Mack with a bunch of chances. And that's just hockey. You know, they took advantage of an outnumbered situation. A puck hits a skate and goes in, and then they got a power play goal. But you know what? I was really proud of our jump out the entire game. So it was a battle. You know, it was a battle against a good team on the road fighting for points. So.
Well, I know we always talk about face-offs being important, and the Bulldogs had won a lot of the face-offs.
Yes, absolutely.
That power play goal that they scored right off the face-off, that's about the quickest power play goal I think I've ever seen your team give up.
Good play by them.
Yeah, 3 seconds into the power play. I mean, the announcer didn't even have time to say that Mac Lange was in the penalty box. That was a crazy, but how your team responded after that, so impressive, Coach. You got to love how the character of your squad.
Yeah, big goal by Abby Holeska there right at the end of the period on a great play by Bree Jordy. You know, that obviously was the key goal of the game, you know, to make it 2-1 there late in the second period. And then we went out and took it in the third. Jack Cass has a great chance, and she follows that up with another one and puts the puck in the net. Great play by Emma with Claire going to the net hard. And how about Riley Fawcett?
Mm-hmm.
You know, being able to bury one there with the empty netter right here in Duluth, that was pretty cool.
It was probably the coolest moment of the whole game.
Yep.
You know, just for her, I know how emotional this weekend is for her. I found that out during my intermission. I feel awful. I made her cry. But again, from top to bottom, your freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors, I don't think I've ever seen the chemistry that I've seen on and off the ice. And then, of course, big games like this, not getting nervous, keeping their heads in the game, and just being able to battle through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It was all around. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It was a great game. The only thing that your team probably wished they could do over was the special teams. I mean, the power plays and the penalty kills.
We knew what we did wrong in the first power play goal, and then obviously the second one, it's just a bang-bang play. You know, Duluth runs a lot of plays. Coach Frickland reminded us all of that all week long, and sure enough, they run a play off the face-off. But, you know, we'll take a look at it, and we'll correct things. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we got 3 big points tonight, and, you know, we're assured of being in fourth place when we leave here. And, you know, we got an opportunity to put them in our rear view really good tomorrow. So that's what the goal is.
Coach, congratulations again on the win. We'll see you.
Thanks, Kelly.
On
you
the
bet.
Bus. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.